Don and Jess, let me give you my shopping list. I'm just going to read it as she wrote it down. My wife gave me a shopping list this morning. We kind of have this ongoing game. Were you gonna get the groceries today? And I'm like, oh, I was planning on tomorrow. And then she gives me the look of disapproval. And so I say, oh,
you're gonna do it now.
Do you need something today? And she's like, yeah. So that means I got to go shopping today. But since I didn't put the order in.
Oh, for grocery pickup?
In time, I'm probably going to have to physically go into the grocery store. I know, first world problems, right? First world problems.
Now,
if you know anything about me, I have a long storied shopping history because I am the primary grocery shopper in our family. And I actually find grocery shopping, at least I used to, find going into the grocery store and shopping very therapeutic and very relaxing until everyone started doing the grocery pickup, and then all of the employees inside the Walmart became shoppers with gigantic grande carts that blocked up all of the aisles and made it difficult for me to enjoy the zen that I call grocery shopping.
Preach.
Okay, so having to navigate around people shopping for other people because they don't want to come in and forced me into curbside shopping.
Okay, sure.
And you know what? And then later on, I came to understand and appreciate the benefits of curbside shopping.
It's nice. You can sit there and chill, but I never plan ahead in time. I'm like, I'll just go in.
And that's a whole nother thing because she's like, did you check in with the app? And I'm like, I never check in with the app. Why don't you check in with the app? Because when I pull up, they come running. And then I just check in with them right there at the window.
Yeah, you never have enough check
in. She's like, you know, you need to check in on the app. And then I'm like, tell them what color my car is and what bay I'm in.
Then they're already at your window.
Because she doesn't want to call them with the phone number. See, we have different ways, right?
This sounds way too confusing. Okay, but just go in and get it.
Here's the list that I probably am going to have to go in and get.
Okay.
Okay, here it is. This is my actual grocery shopping list.
Oh, it's on a piece of paper.
For the Jarrett family.
It's on the actual piece of paper.
We actually write with pen. bologna, sliced CJ cheese. Do you know what sliced CJ cheese is? Do you know what the CJ is for? This is shopping shorthand. Do you know? What is it?
I don't know.
Colby Jack.
Okay.
I hope people are taking notes. I know. This could change their
lives. My mom used to say like sea chips, and I'm like, what kind of chips is that? Chocolate chips.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, no.
Body soap. just not the face soap, the pump face, but the actual bar.
The bar of body soap.
Bar of soap. I mean, you probably never even seen one of those. Like probably ivory. Like ivory soap, like a bar of ivory.
I remember when they created the non-slip soap. It was like in a little mesh container. It was like big in like early 2000s, and it's not around anymore, but it was.
I'm kind of glad.
It was funny. The commercials were hilarious.
Mio flavors. You know what Mio is?
Oh, the water.
The water flavor.
Yeah. My daughter has to have that because she doesn't drink water. She says, ew.
Yeah. So I have to get grape and orange. I have to get grape and orange. Hoagie rolls. You know what a hoagie roll
is? Like a hot dog?
No, a hoagie sandwich. Do you know it?
Again, gluten-free. Okay, I don't know.
All right, so a hoagie roll.
Okay.
Go-Gurts slash go-go. Do you know what a go-gurt is?
Yeah.
Do you know what the go-go is?
Oh, I thought that was the same thing.
No. Same application as far as the way that the treat is delivered. Totally two different packages and usually two different products. So Go-Gurt is the tube of yogurt that you squeeze.
Yeah.
And Go-Go Squeeze is a pouch with like applesauce in it.
Oh.
With the little helicopter. Oh, duh. The little helicopter.
My little girl had those a lot.
Okay. So we're only
gross. You should not be drinking your food. That's so gross.
It's applesauce without a spoon.
I can't do it. I hate applesauce.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Anyway, next.
String cheese.
Okay.
Slash all.
What?
Okay, so she already put sliced
Colby Jack. Flavor?
No. Like, then she put string cheese, which we usually get the Colby Jack string cheese. But then she put all, which means I got to get all the other sliced cheeses that we like and the grated cheeses or shredded cheeses too. This is my life outside of radio, in case you didn't know. Now you know.
So if anyone else took this list and had to go grocery shopping, they would need like a key. This means this and this means
a cipher.
This.
You'd have to have a cipher to figure it out. Okay, now some of them are straightforward. Ranch.
Okay.
And if she puts ranch on there, that means I got to get the big bottle of ranch.
Right.
She put drinks. Now,
that's vague.
I would swing over there by the Dutch Bros and go to the store behind Dutch Bros there on 17th and maybe pick up a few cocktails. But she means...
You didn't specify.
You didn't specify. She's actually being very specific, and she's doing like the pouch drinks, the little Capri Suns, you know, the little straw.
Yeah.
They're for the kids. It's drinks for the kids, not for us. Then she put chips. Now, chips could come in either a big bag where we would take chips and stick them in the little Ziploc bags, which is the economical way to do it.
Right.
Or she's hoping, because I know her, she's hoping that I bring home the variety pack of chips that have all the different little bags of chips.
Yeah, so it's just put in the lunchbox, done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she knows that.
She wants you to make that decision
and
to pay more money.
She understands that each decision has consequences. There's consequences. And then she put a half gallon of white milk, half gallon of chocolate milk, vanilla creamer, eggs, bacon, hamburger, buns.
But no hamburger?
Hamburger.
Oh, hamburger.
And then buns. And then buns. So there's a meal right there. And then she put this one. This is the one. This is the one that stresses me out because, honestly, how am I to know? How am I really to know? And I know her and I know how she thinks, but there are times where she thinks completely opposite of what I think she's thinking. You know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
She just put snacks. She just put snacks. Snacks. Just snacks. Snacks can mean so many things. Do you realize there's multiple snack aisles? And at the point of purchase, there are snacks there too. Snacks do you want? How can I read your... You need to be specific. I'm a man. I need direction. I need guidance. I need specifics. I need diagrams. I need video.
Well, you did really well on the rest of the list.
But this is
a new one?
This is the key one. Because this is the one that affects all of the women in my household. This is the one that affects the girls and their lunches and my wife and putting the lunches together. And sometimes she is specific. You know, sometimes she just puts snacks. Other times she puts healthy snacks. Which to me is, they cancel each other. There's no such thing as a healthy snack. Yeah. Like, what is a healthy snack?
There's some celery.
You know what a healthy snack is when I was growing up? Celery and carob chips. Do you know what carob is? Google it. It's healthy chocolate. Back in the 70s and 80s. Oh, yeah. If you had a chocolate allergy, you know. If you had a chocolate allergy, you could eat carob. But it's like AI. It's not exactly the same as the original. It's just a little bit off. Trust me. You don't want carob chip lingering on your tongue. You don't want carob.
I think I'm good with this regular chocolate.
So snacks, that could be anything. That could be cookies, cakes, candy. It could be raisins. Ooh.
That's probably a healthy snack.
Through the grapevine. Did you ever watch the California Raisins? The little animated commercial? The singing raisins? Google that.
No idea.
I need you to Google two things before I go shopping. California Raisins and carob.
Okay.
C-A-R-O-B. And just wish me luck and pray for me as I head to Walmart with the big list snacks.